Bud Hibbs joins us. He's a consumer advocate. He's based in Texas, here to talk a little bit about an incident that happened the other day where $1.5 million credit card, some information was it was hacked into this company, and that information got out there. Bud, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ernie. Thanks for having me on. Hello, Molly. Glad to be with you today.
Nice to talk to you, Bud.
You know, it worries me. You see a story like this, Bud, and it's frustrating because somebody seems to be able to get into these companies no matter what they do. And identity theft, it's a matter of, it almost seems like it's a matter of when, not if, your identity is going to be stolen.
Yeah, the face of identity theft is changing, Ernie. You know, it used to be that I could come along and go through your trash and get your throwaways and learn your bank statement and other information, and I become Ernie Brown. But today, especially with this theft, the credit card people use what's called a processing system. A processor is someone who handles your credit card between you and Visa and MasterCard in the bank that you're affiliated with. And what appears to have happened here is they didn't pay as much attention to the security that they could have or should have. I think we're probably going to be seeing some tightening up on controls, or maybe some mandated controls out of Washington over this, because this is huge as it goes. And unfortunately, these cards, these numbers, this information could end up anywhere in Europe on the black market. It's very easy now for these thieves to go in and make a credit card and put your personal information on it, and the code's already there, and it says Ernie Brown is approved for $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000, and somebody's over in St. Petersburg, Russia right now having a good time with it.
How often does this kind of thing happen? I mean, we hear about the occasional, the massive breaches, but how often does this kind of thing happen on a smaller scale?
Ernie, this is one of the biggest problems we have in America. It's one of the biggest weaknesses, not only in the credit card system, but in our defense, in our electric system, in our water controls. Everything we have today is controlled in some phase by computers. And young kids today think of it more as a thrill to maybe bust in to a specific computer and get information. Then you compound that with people from China and Russia that are out there that want to figure out how to get in and get money to sell it to the thieves, and you've got a huge problem on our hands, a huge problem that the government needs to throw a lot more individuals and a lot more money at.
But is it any different when you store your information on the cloud than having it in your computer? Is it less safe or more so?
Well, the thing, Molly, about the cloud is the people that you're dealing with put it up, and you don't know what's going on at their end. However, the cloud is something new. I think it's going to be very, very large, and I think, like our computers, if you use the right encryption when you put it up there, you're going to be okay. But let's also not forget, even because of this breach of security with the credit cards, Molly, your liability and my liability is limited by our credit card holders agreement to a maximum of $50. I've been in this business more than 25 years, and of all the breaches I've seen, no bank has ever yet stepped up to a consumer and say, I want the $50. The fallout from it would likely be catastrophic.
Is fixing, if your identity is stolen, I know when you and I first started talking 20 years ago about this kind of thing, it was fixing an ID theft was just virtually impossible, but has that become an easier process now because now it's more common?
Actually, Ernie, I work with a lot of attorneys around the country who are involved in this, and, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. If someone, if I go in and I steal yours or Molly's identity, and I go out and I have a good time on your credit card, all of a sudden your credit report looks pretty bad. You go to the credit bureaus, you fill out a Federal Trade Commission application, you report it to the police, you do everything you're supposed to, then you go back to these lenders and you say, Visa, MasterCard, whomever, take this off my credit, credit report. If they don't take it off and you've done everything right, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which is the law that governs our credit reporting system, you now have a claim against them. And there are lawyers out there who do nothing but FCRA work. So the problem that you run into is, Ernie, you and Molly and I aren't the ones that were victims here. The bank was.
Yeah.
You know, the bank let their guard down, and because of it, I've got something on my credit. I can hire a lawyer if Visa and MasterCard don't want to do, and I'm sure that lawyer can do some arm twisting. But the problem is much bigger than it. It's the amount of money and the way that the security system is set up around these credit cards. This never should have happened.
Bud Hibbs, a consumer advocate based in Texas, on the web at budhibbs.com. Bud, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Ernie. Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Bud.